It's time. Time to get inspired and empowered. To realize it's never too late. To create your next amazing story. Get ready to break through, transform, and start living the life of your dreams. So, are you ready? Truly ready to begin your journey to create your next amazing story in life and love? Great. Let's jump in with your host, Life and Love Transformational Coach, Suzanne Oshima.
Welcome, everybody, to the It's Never Too Late show. I'm Suzanne Oshima, and I'm a Life and Love Transformational Coach at Your Next Amazing Story. I am so excited because today we have a very special guest, Angela Kim, and she's the founder of Savor Beauty. And today we're talking about It's Never Too Late to Unlock the Secrets to Younger Looking Skin. And ladies, I know you're dying to know what all the secrets are, but before we jump into it, Angela, I would love for you to tell the ladies, because I know you didn't start off in skincare. You used to be like in total business and B2B, and now you're doing skincare. So how did you get into this?
Okay. Well, first of all, it's such a pleasure to be here with you, Suzanne. We were talking before this started about how gorgeous your skin is. So I'm sure you've got some secrets of your own. Okay, great. So I was a concert pianist from 20 years old, and I toured around the United States. And so the way I found my way into really connecting into my Korean heritage, my mom is Korean, and she, as many of you may know, K-beauty is all the rage, and Korean women take beautiful care of their skin. It doesn't just happen overnight. We always say skincare is a marathon, not a sprint. So the way I got into it was I was about to walk on stage one day, and I put on a natural lotion all over my body and started breaking out into these horrible hives in front of hundreds of people. So it's a very humiliating experience. And I just looked at the list of ingredients, and I was shocked how many chemicals were in this so-called natural formula. So just for fun, I went into my kitchen and started making my own lotion and potions here in Manhattan. And one thing led to another. I made about 1,000 formulas, a lot of failures, a lot of mistakes. And then I started giving them as gifts to friends. And they were like, this is an amazing cream. I'd love to give them as gifts to my friends. So that's, I became the accidental entrepreneur.
Oh, I love that. I love that. It's, and that's a great story. I mean, you know, it happened by accident because it wasn't even something that you were like, oh, I'm going to start this business in skincare.
No.
And full disclosure, ladies, I do use some of Angela's products, which we're going to talk about. And that's actually one of the reasons why I wanted to have Angela on the show, is because her products are truly amazing, is because they're all organic and natural. And I started to realize when I started using Angela's products, I was like, oh, yeah, I'm eating organic food, but I'm not putting organic stuff on my skin. And I didn't even think about that. But let's talk about anti-aging, because I think, okay, you know, everybody in my audience, the majority of the women are in midlife. And even if they're not in midlife, we're all worried about, oh my God, my skin's aging. You know, you start to see lines here and here, yeah, and you're like, oh God, what do I do? So can you share with the ladies some tips on how they can really keep younger looking skin or stall the aging process?
Okay. Well, I want to tell you that I was obsessed with anti-aging when I was even 18 years old. And so we can always be concerned and want to look our best at any age. So it's never too late to start. So I think that aging process really starts with, as you just said, knowing what you're putting on your body. If we're concerned about what we're putting in our body, here's a little known fact. Up to 60% of what you put on your body is absorbed into your bloodstream. And if you don't believe me, just go straight to science and medicine, right? Doctors prescribe patches for birth control, smoking, right? So if that, they're convinced that that can get into your skin, so can beauty products and cosmetics. So I think it's time for us to find out, well, why? Ask yourself the question, why are we putting toxins onto our skin when you don't have to? Science has proven that nature and natural ingredients have vitamin B, vitamin C, antioxidants. Antioxidants fight free radicals. What are free radicals? The free radicals, if you see on a car that's rusting, it's oxidizing. So you want fresh antioxidants to help get rid of all the free radicals that are basically oxidizing your skin, much like rust on a car. So I think that's the first step, is to really take a look at what you're putting on your skin. The second step is self-care. I'm really, Suzanne, you and I have had this conversation before, and I know you've attended some of our Savor Beauty self-care events, and I know this is very near and dear to your heart as well. But I think self-care starts at any age, because we women, we tend to put on our shoulders a lot of burden. We want to take care of everybody else before we take care of ourselves. And so I want to talk a little bit with your audience and you about how skincare can become self-care. I'm very passionate about teaching women how to wash their face the right way. And when you wash your face and you're really smelling the aromas and you're really cleaning out every single nook and cranny on your face, you're doing what my mom always taught me, which is treat your skin like the most expensive silk. And that internally is kind of representative of how you treat yourself, right? So washing your face the right way, making sure that you're massaging in upward motions, the serums that you're putting on your face, the creams that you're putting on your face. These are so important for symbolically taking care of your spirit and also literally taking care of your skin. So I think those are the first two steps that are very important for me to share with your audience on how to, you know, really take the first steps to anti-aging at any age.
Yeah, that's so true. And I love that you said treat it like it's the most expensive thing that you own, because it's true. We don't really think about that. I think we think more about that as we get older and we're like, oh my God, I'm starting to see lines, so let me start taking care of it. But one of the things that I found interesting about you that is very different than any other beauty expert that I've seen out there is when I've watched some of your videos, is you talk about, and I'm going to show one of them because this is one of my favorite things, is the truffle cream. Ladies, when I, and I'm not, she didn't pay me to say this. She's not paying me, but I'm really telling you, I love this cream because first of all, it looks like this fluffy white cloud. But what I noticed, Angela, about you is when you talked about how to apply it, you talked about in this video is that we have to tap our skin. And I was like, oh my God, I never thought of that. Cause I'm here like pulling my skin. And I'm like, I didn't even think that I'm pulling my skin and stretching it and probably causing more wrinkles.
Yes. Okay. So I think the technique on of how you put your skincare onto your face is very important. And that's something that we teach women how to do because it's part of that being present process and treating your skin like the most expensive silk. So let me teach you how to put cream on the right way. So you always want to layer your beauty products from thin to thick. Think about it. You're not going to go out into the snow and put on your coat and then your long underwear over your coat. You're going to put on the long underwear first because it's thinnest, and then you're going to put on your coat last because it's thickest. So I like to tone my face first. Toners are very important because that helps all the nutrition and all of the nutrients to penetrate the epidermis 5 to 7 times deeper. And then I like to put a oil-based serum onto my face. My favorite is Savor Beauty's Red Raspberry Serum, and it's a line diminishing oil, and just massaging it in upward motions or patent pressing it very delicately onto your skin. Then you're ready to layer on that beautiful truffle face cream, which you talked about how fluffy it is. It's because we whip it fresh almost every single day. It's made by women now in New York, not in my kitchen anymore. But so you want to patent press it like a soft white cloud onto your face and get every single nook and cranny. And then here's the part, Suzanne, that everyone forgets. And I think this is the yummiest part, your neck, you know, in upward motions like this. And then, but we're not done yet. The journey hasn't stopped. Then you can put it, because, you know, our products goes a long way, on your fingertips, on your hands. Have you noticed that your hands wrinkle, if not faster?
Yes.
than your neck and your face, right? So you want to take care of your hands. And then I actually take and I put it on my arms. And if I can, put it on my shoulders. A little goes a long way, because you know what most women do? They actually put it, they'll wipe it off on a towel.
Yeah.
No, you have to put it on all of your face and really treat yourself like you really are taking care of yourself.
That's so important. And you know, it's so funny because I did start to do that with your products. I'm like, oh, it's on my hands. And I was like, because I started to notice my hands and I'm like, I need to put it on my hands. So I do that. But I do want to ask, because I hear a lot about anti-aging and a lot of dermatologists will say you need to use Retin-A or retinol products. And I want to ask you about that because I do. And again, she's not paying me to say this. So I do use the Glow, which is the Carrot Rose serum, and it's natural retinol beauty oil. And I use this every night before I put on the trefoil cream. And so can you tell us what the difference is? Because I don't know. What's the difference between Retin-A and retinol and how yours is different? Because this is all natural.
Okay, so ours that you're talking about is the Carrot Rose, and that's a natural retinol, which is made from vitamin A. And so it gives you a boost of collagen. It also does cellular turnover. And what a lot of people don't know is when you're in your 20s, your skin is exfoliating, turning over every 2 weeks approximately. When you're in your 30s, it decreases to about 30 days. And when you're in your 40s, 45 days, we could keep going on, but why? Let's focus on the positive, right? So what you want to be doing is you want to turn back the clock by putting on retinol, natural retinol. And what that's doing is it's giving you that natural cellular turnover that you want to be doing. So I would recommend not doing it every night because it is a serious cellular turnover. Do it every 3 days.
I do it every night.
So Retin-A is just a brand name. You know, like Kleenex is a brand name of tissue.
So Retin-A then is a brand name of retinol. It's a form of retinol.
Yes, it's a type of retinoid. Yeah.
But the Retin-A isn't natural. Is that correct?
No, it's not. So it is a brand name drug. Yeah.
Okay. Because that's what
I
found.
You gotta be careful with it. It is a powerful cellular turnover aid. So you do want to make sure that you are really listening to your skin. It sounds like your skin is doing really well with it every day. We always recommend to do it every 3 days. And then you can do beyond the retinol just to help your cellular turnover to increase is getting monthly facials and, you know, doing the manual exfoliation. Exfoliation is so key for that, helping the youthful skin to emerge. That's really what gives you that, your skin, that bouncy, smooth radiance.
Right. So now what I've noticed as I've gotten older, but better, let's not just talk about getting older, but what I've noticed is that my skin has gotten drier. I've always had dry skin, but now like it's excessively dry. And that's why I actually like your truffle cream because it's not greasy, but it really moisturizes the skin. So why is it that our skin gets drier as we age?
Okay, well, because your skin is just not turning over. It's not exfoliating like it once did when we were in our 20s. So that is a very simple explanation why we're tending to get a little drier in all aspects. Like you need to be eating your hydration, which we can talk about later. But one key thing to do is, like I said, exfoliate as much as you can. You've got to really listen to your skin. You don't want to over exfoliate because that's when you start breaking out or you start getting irritated. Or if you have rosacea, you don't want to over exfoliate. But you do want to exfoliate on a weekly basis at minimum. Go in for your monthly facials to take care of your skin and get, you know, the advice of your esthetician. And then finally, layer your skincare like we talked about. Cleanse your face thoroughly so that it's really opening up the pores. Mist. Allowing all of the nutrition and all the hydration and moisture to go in 5 to 7 times deeper. Then you're putting on your, I like the oil-based serum, and then you're layering on top the cream, which is just giving you that beautiful blanket before you go to bed so that you're not waking up dry, you know?
Right, right. Now, I know your beauty products are based off of Korean techniques, correct?
Right, yeah.
So can you share with the ladies how that's different than American techniques or any other techniques?
Well, so Korean beauty, K-beauty for short, it really for me, backs into even BC era, where Korean women used to make their own cosmetics made from safflower oil, for example, for glossy skin. And that's all the rage now. They call it glass skin. And I keep telling people, listen, glass skin, which is all over Allure and all the social media influencers, they're obsessed with glass skin, which is like almost this mesmerizing wet look. You know, Korean women were doing this in BC era, putting it on their face for that glossy look. And back then, you know, the Korean philosophy was your inner beauty and your inner wellness resides in your outer being. So I think that's where Korean beauty obsession even started, that you want to have a shining face because that means you have a shining interior and spiritual residence, you know. So that's where it started. And then I think cosmetics came and was born out of it. And it's just become this huge, huge industry, right? I'm more interested in the techniques. I think it's beautiful. I watched my mom as I was growing up massage her face. She still does it. She's 75 years old. She still is massaging her face whenever she's talking to me. I saw my aunts. Really, it was a sacred thing to wash your face and massage your face with these beautiful oils and creams. So to me, it's like a supreme self-care culture. And I love that. And I think what we do today affects us in 2 to 3 years, right? So I don't know if I answered your question, but...
No, you did. You did. So
techniques are important.
Right. So now let's talk about, because you briefly mentioned at the beginning of the interview about what we put in our body and the hydration, because I didn't even think of that. I do drink a lot of water, but I still have dry skin. So what else can we put and eat within our body that will help the outward appearance of our skin?
Well, so Suzanne, have you ever gone to a Korean restaurant, and do you eat at Korean restaurants ever?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And have you noticed what they bring you at the end of the meal?
No.
I don't know if you've noticed. Now you're going to notice always they bring you water-rich fruits to eat. So this is just something I grew up with. It's very inherent in the Korean culture to eat hydration. So what that means is you want to eat water-rich foods, watermelon, cantaloupe, big leafy greens, you know, collagen soup. Collagen soup is such a big thing, you know, bone broth. So you want to be throughout the day. Smoothies is a great example of water eating hydration. They will even go, I grew up watching my mom always say, okay, pyo. I can't say it in Korean very well, but that means keep your body straight because you want to treat your spine like a water hose. And if you're ever slouching, like a water hose, it's just getting twisted and water will not run through. So like they have like all of these little rules on, and I think it really, I don't even know if they know like how good that is for your body hydration. So along with taking care of your skin, there is that culture of eating your hydration and posture, all to just keep the water moisture very, very elevated in your body.
Right. So let me ask you a question, because you mentioned bone broth, and you're right. That is like the new rage. I just saw a segment on that last night, in fact. And does that really help with collagen production within our bodies and help our skin?
Well, so I don't know, you know, scientifically how it works, but I do know that I was trained from a very early age to eat collagen and eat your water. So, you know, I will even take these collagen powder and put it into my coffee every single morning. And I do know that my hair starts to grow faster when I do that. It's healthier. I feel more hydrated. So I eat a lot of this beauty foods, you know, the collagen rich powders, the water rich fruits, smoothies, bone broth. I think the only way you're going to know if it makes a difference is to take 1 week and do it.
Right.
And drink a lot more soups, eat more water-rich salads, fruits, eating fruit every night, you know, and then see how your skin feels. You're going to really be able to tell how hydrated you feel. When I have coffee without, you know, making sure I'm hydrated with water, my skin dries out within 15 minutes. It's terrible because of the caffeine, you know.
Yeah, I think a lot of women don't realize that caffeine can dehydrate your skin. So let me ask you a question, because I actually do put collagen powder in my smoothies. But what I've noticed is that there's different types of collagen powder. The one I use is salmon-based collagen. And so is there one that you use that you really like? You don't have to mention, by the way, brand names, because I don't want to give anybody free advertising. But you can mention what type is it? Is it, you know, I hate saying it, but is it cow or is it salmon? Okay.
Well, so that's interesting, because I have tried every single collagen brand out there, you know, because it's really, it's tough, because I don't like collagen to taste a certain way in my coffee, you know, or in my smoothies. So I've tried every single collagen brand out there. So if you don't want me to say which one I use, that's fine. I can tell you privately later.
No, you can say it. Go ahead and say it if you really like it.
Okay. I love this brand called Amandian. It's spelled Amandean. I apologize if I'm not saying that the right way. But what I like about it is it's pasture raised and it's also grass fed. It doesn't have a funky taste, which a lot of them do. They have and they don't dissolve very well. Like all of the other collagen brands that I've tasted, it just sort of sits on my coffee at the top, or in my smoothies, I can taste it. This one just dissolves. I have no idea what they do, but it dissolves beautifully. So that is the brand that I really love. I think it has a good mission behind it as well.
And did you notice a difference? I mean, you have gorgeous skin, right?
Thank you.
But did you know, I know you use your products, but did you notice an even bigger difference by taking collagen every day?
Well, I did notice that my nails are healthier. I do notice that my skin feels a little bit more bouncy, and my hair definitely grows way faster. But to me, I really believe that skincare is that marathon and not a sprint. So I'm not doing it to look amazing tomorrow. I'm doing it for 20 years down the line, you know. And I know a lot of my employees, when they find out how old I am, they're like, oh my God, you know, because I've been taking care of my skin since I was 20. So I think it really is an important thing to start doing when you wake up to it, you know. And
yeah,
it's not for the immediate payoff always. It's for the long term. It's for the long game.
Right. Which brings me to another point, because something just popped into my head is it's important to put sunscreen on your face every day, right? Even if it's cloudy, right?
Yes. Yes, you want to do it, because UVA and UVB rays can get through the clouds. And actually, one of my employees the other day showed me this picture that was just horrifying. I'll have to get it to you. That it was a trucker.
Oh, I've seen that one.
Who was driving? Yeah. And one part of her face, you know, was so wrinkled and the other one was not. And even I noticed for myself that I've got a little bit more freckles and hyperpigmentation on my left side of the face because I drive than on my right side of the face. So you definitely want to be wearing your sunscreen.
And hats, right?
Oh, I'm big into hats. I love floppy hats.
I know. It's so important. I mean, my mom was ahead of her time, because I grew up in the 70s and my mom used to make us wear sunscreen back then. And people back then were wearing baby oil. So,
oh my gosh, that's what I did when I was in my teens. I would go and sunbathe at a pool with Johnson & Johnson baby oil all over me. Like, terrible.
Yeah.
But the things that you do when you're, again, the things that I'm sure I have hyperpigmentation because of it today. So, but you know, I would like to point out that Suzanne, you have skin that Korean women really love. They call it mulgwang. So mulgwang is water reflection. So I just want to point out for those who can see you that this is sort of the ideal skin that a lot of Korean women go after. It's very smooth. But what I see is it's well hydrated. So what you want is that slightly moist look, because I know the American and Western aesthetic is more of a matte look,
right?
But you don't want that matte look. What you want is slightly shiny, not like oily shiny, but just a little bit so that they call it that moguang, that water reflection. Right. And you have that. So congratulations.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, thank you. So this has been amazing. So Angela, how can people find you and your products? Because I'm sure now that I told them that it's like so fluffy. Oh, I have this other one. I have to say, I bought the cherry collagen peel. This is so funny. And when I smelled this at your event, I was like, I want to eat it. Everyone at the event was going, I want to eat it. It smells so good. It's like relaxing. It like grounds you.
And well, actually, so I would challenge you with that to do what we're calling beauty cocktailing. So I don't know if you have our pre-cleanse coconut jasmine oil, but you can put a little dollop of that cherry in it, mix it together and wash your face. And it gives you that extra breezy, amazing cleansed feeling. So we call that beauty cocktailing because you can take our products that synergistically work together and add a little bit according to your skin mood. And the other thing is you can use that in your shower. So you put it on and allow the steam to start activating it. And then you'll get this amazing cooling, heating sensation. Mm-hmm. And then you wipe it off, you rinse it off in the shower, and it's just, you leave feeling glowy.
Awesome. So Angela, how can they find you and your awesome products?
So you can go to savorbeauty.com, savorbeauty.com. We also have a spa. We have three spas in New York. And so you can make an appointment to see one of our amazingly trained estheticians at savorspa.com. And of course, at Savor Beauty on Instagram, where we give tons of amazing content, rich pieces of advice. People love to follow us because we really try to teach, like, what's collagen? What's peptides? And you'll be surprised the way that we explain it, people really resonate.
That's so funny. That's how I found you. And that's what made me try your products. Because every time you would show the truffle cream, I was like, I need to get this cream. It looks so awesome. So that's awesome. So thanks everybody for joining us on the It's Never Too Late show. Our show is available both in video format and podcast format, which can be found at yournextamazingstory.com.
Love today's episode of the It's Never Too Late show? Then head on over to yournextamazingstory.com to continue the conversation, get access to show notes, and get more amazing content.